Okay, here we go. Five ideas from the Chiddush Sharim in 5 minutes. Le'il Nishmas, the Chiddush Sharim, the first Ger Rebbe. First Pasuk in the Parsha of Vayakel, Moshe is called Aspen Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu gathers and all of Klal Yisrael to teach them about Shabbos. Says the Chiddush Sharim, it wasn't just to teach them about Shabbos. Vayakel Moshe is called Aspen Yisrael. What was he teaching them about? He's teaching them about the Koach HaAchdus. Says the Chiddush Sharim, that the Guf Armalehem Yela Hadvar Asher Tziva Hashem Lasos, Hainu, Hiskalus Vizchabros. You want to know what Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching them? He was teaching them how to be a Kehila, to have Achdus, to be together, to be one, to be united. That's if there's one thing we can learn from the past few weeks, past few days, past few hours, what it means to be a Klal Yisrael, what it means to be a nation. That's the beginning of Parshas Vayakel. Now we jump all the way to Parshas Pekudei in Perek Lamed Ches, Pasuk of Zion. Says the Chiddush Shurim about the sockets of the Mishkan. Vayim as kikar ha-kesav ha-tzekes is anei ha-kodesh. Is ha-parochas ma'as adonim l'ma'as ha-kikar kikar l'adin. The 100 kikar of silver were to pour the sockets of the mikdash and the sockets of the parochas, 100 sockets for 100 kikar, a kikar per socket. Basically, one socket per kikar. Says the Chiddush Sharim and the last Torah on Parshas Pekudei. So we start from the first Torah, one of the first Torahs on Vayakel, to the last Torah on Pekudei. And he says, what's this 100 and 100? He says, you want to know how to have 100 sockets in your life to have you make your mishkan to make your home into a mishkan? Make sure you have 100 brachos a day. Brachos sorech ha'adam levarach b'chol yom, k'mo she'adonim ha'yisorosh ha'mishkan, kein heim ha'brachos ha'yisorosh ha'kedushas Yisrael. The same way that the adonim, the sockets were the foundation of the mishkan, so too the brachos are the foundation of our lives. And we know the Gemara and Menachos, everyone's quoting it, that David HaMelech enacted when there was a plague for Klal Yisrael. What did David HaMelech enact? He enacted him to make brachos. Because when a Jew makes a bracha, you're saying that I believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam. I believe in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Says the Chiddush Sharim in this last Torah in Pekudei on his yard site. Chav Gima Adar. You want to know how to have protection. You want to know how to have a Mishkan in your life. Make sure that the same way we had 100 sockets of the Mishkan, make sure to have 100 brachos every day with Kavana, thanking the Ribbono Shel Olam when you're eating, when you're drinking, when you're benching, thanking the Ribbono Shel Olam, recognize them in your life. One Torah from Vayakel, one Torah from Pekudei, and now let's finish off with three for Pesach, Ezra Hashem Yisborach. Third idea. So the Chiddush Sharim writes on the Leil Seder Vagadol Shel Pesach, we got to get into Pesach a little bit. He says, you know, it's very interesting, says the Chiddush Sharim, there's two mitzvahs that the Chazal say you have to sell the shirt off your back. When it comes to Chanukah, we know you have to sell the shirt off your back to get oil. And also the Mishnah of Psachim, Daf Tzadi Testament Bay says that even an Ani, lo yochal she yasev lo yipasuk lo me'ar b'koso shayayin, even an Ani has to sell the shirt off his back. Says the Chiddush Sharim, why is it by these two things, by Chanukah of oil and by Dalad Kosos for Pesach, you have to go above and beyond? Says the Chiddush Sharim, because the miracle happened l'malam minatava, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu went above nature, Kodesh Baruch Hu l'malam minatava, l'chein sarach ha'odim l'atzos l'malam minatava, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu went l'malam minatava, he went above nature, we also have to go above nature. By Chanukah, the oil went above nature, the oil is not supposed to last more than one, and it lasted 8 days, and so too, we have to go above, and we didn't deserve a Kodesh Baruch Hu's taking us out of Mitzrayim, you're on the 49th level of Tumah. Kodesh Baruch Hu, one of the Lamal Minatava, we also go out Lamal Minatava for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Moving on to idea number four. Fourth idea, the Chiddush Sharim says. He says, if you ever look at the Lashonos for Gulos Mitzrayim, it's Hamav, Yerbanov, Begizor Yamsuf, or Uvanov, everything is Ben. Kodesh Baruch Hu took us out of Egypt by Kriyas Yamsuf, we were Banim. Right? Even the Seder night, we're Banim, the four sons. What's this Ben? It says, because the Chiddush Sharim, ki az nisbaru b'chinas Ben. Before Pesach, we thought we were like the rest of the world. Now Pesach comes, we felt like we were the Ben, we felt like we were the son. That's why all the Lashonos of Mitzrayim is Hamavir Banov Begizor Yamsuf, Varuvanov, because we felt like we were Ben. That's why the Sfarim say that Eliyahu is Gematria Ben. When you open the door for Eliyahu and Navi, Eliyahu and Navi reminds us who we are. Eliyahu and Navi tells us, you're a Ben. Don't forget who you are. You're the chosen nation. You're the Am HaNivchar. And finally, the fifth and final day from the Chiddush Sharim, he says that at the end of the day, we know that Elul and Tishrei go together. Elul and Tishrei is Tshuva Meira. But when it comes to the months of Adar and Nisan are the months of Tshuva Me'ava, and the months of Tshuva out of love. So at the end of the day, we see five ideas from the Chiddush Sharim. Let's review the idea. The first two ideas from the Parsha of Vayakel and Pekudei. Vayakel, he said that Moshe Rabbeinu gathers in Klal Yisrael to teach him about Shabbos. No, says the Chiddush Sharim, you gather him to teach him about Achdus. And then when it comes to the Adonim, Says the Chidushim, why was it one socket for one kikar to sell the 100 brachas? The brachas are the just like the sockets held down the Mishkan, so too when a Jew makes brachas in your life, you hold down the Kaddish Baruch Hu, you bring the Shechina into your life. Then the last three ideas of Chanukah and Dalakosis, why we have to go to Malam and Atevah, because Chanukah and Pesach, Kaddish Baruch Hu went to Malam and Atevah, we also have to go to Malam and Atevah. The fourth idea with the Ben Hamavi Banov, and then we all feel like we're bunim by the Seder, especially Elionavi, Elionavi's Machi Ben, because that's what we felt like we are the children of the Rebbe Shem, we are Amma Nivchar, we felt like special relationship with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Finally, the fifth and final idea, just like El and Tishrei go together, El and Tishrei go hand in hand, El is the last month, Tishrei is the first month, so too Adar is the last month if you count it from that way, and Nisan is the first month because Elul and Tishrei are the months of Tshuva Meira, Adar and Nisan are the months of Tshuva Me'av. We should be Zocher Bez Hashem to take these lessons of the Chidush Harim. He should be Melech Yoshev Arson al Klal Yisrael, and we should take his lessons about Achdus, about Brachos, about feeling that we're Banim, to understanding at the end of the day, no matter what, to go to Malam and the Tower from the Rebbe Hashem, to feel like we're banim in our lives, and to do tshuva me'ahava, tshuva out of love for the Rebbe Hashem, b'ez Hashem shkoich.